Hello everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. The month of June begins with joy as we are going to be working our way through the book of Proverbs for the next couple months. I'm really excited about that. This is a practice that I've been doing for quite some time, just reading a proverb a day, and sometimes I'll not do that and I'll have seasons where I don't, but then right now I'm in a season of I need wisdom every single day, and if you want to find it, you'll find it in Proverbs. So we're going to be going through the whole book, and I am super excited to be able to pray for you this way. This month we're going to be listening to the book of Proverbs in the Message, the MSG, and not to be confused with monosodium glutamate, the Message. And today we are in Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 6. And it says this: "These are the wise sayings of Solomon, David's son, Israel's king, written down so we'll know how to live well and right, to understand what life means and where it's going, a manual for living, for learning what's right and just and fair, to teach the inexperienced the ropes, and to give our young people a grasp on reality. There's something here also for seasoned men and women, still a thing or two for the experienced to learn, fresh wisdom to probe and penetrate the rhymes and reasons of wise men and women." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I pray for my friend listening today that you would grant wisdom in relationships, in finances, in daily worries and fears and fretting, in wondering what to do next and knowing your will. We definitely need your wisdom in that. And thank you that all of this wisdom has been written down for all of us. I know in the story of Solomon, he could have asked anything from you, Lord, and his choice was wisdom, and you granted it in abundance. And I'm so thankful that I can learn because of that. And so, Lord, thank you that this book is a manual for living. We do in our lives, we want to learn what is just and right and fair. We understand that we don't know everything. We understand that you are God and we are not. We understand that we cannot grasp all the wisdom and knowledge there is in this world. And so we just take a pause today and thank you for providing it for us. We want to have our experience mean that we've learned something. And Lord, I pray that you would send mentors into our lives that would help us with wisdom, that would help us to understand what's next. And I pray too that you would send people into our lives who we could mentor, who we could disciple, because there's such a beauty in having cross-generational relationships. Lord, I know the church has been lacking this so much lately, where we have siloed ourselves into little homogeneous groups of people, particularly by age. And so, Lord, thank you that we don't have to live that way, but we can have multi-generations of people under one roof. We can have multi-generations of people under one church, and we can love and care for one another. Thank you that there's so much to learn. Thank you that we'll never exhaust that quest of knowledge and learning, and especially that hard-won wisdom that comes. And Lord, I pray for all of us today that we would be quick learners, that we wouldn't have to keep repeating and going back around in circles and having to learn the same lesson over and over and over again. And I just confess, Lord, that in many ways I have been on that path and I'm not proud of it. I just really would love to be delivered from that circular way of living where I keep circling back around to, you know, misunderstanding my worth in light of you, or habits and daily liturgies and all of that. Lord, I'm not consistent as I would like to be, and so I just confess that to you, and I ask for your strength to be more consistent, to use the knowledge that I've gained instead of continuing to make the same mistakes and the same sins over and over instead of actually learning from them. So I pray that for my friend too. We would become, through this study of the book of Proverbs, we would become people who actually learn and put into practice what we have learned. So thank you for that, Lord. I thank you ahead of time for doing that, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me. Recently talked with someone who said that they listen every single day, which is cool because I guess that's the point of the podcast, but I'm always so shocked to hear that. So for those of you who are listening every single day, thank you so much. I also want to say a quick thank you to Michelle Niedert, who's been a great fan, and she's been listening with her kids every single day, which is super exciting to me. So pass this on if you feel like it would be a blessing to somebody else, and have an amazing day.